Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. We talked about this a bit yesterday, but there's more information out there, more. And the media, in many instances, not talking about it. At least I would characterize it as serious allegations by a serious publication. According to the Daily Mail, Doug Emhoff, the second gentleman, they say there's serious allegations. He hit a woman so hard, she physically spun around. He allegedly caused his nanny to have a miscarriage after impregnating her. This happened at the Cannes Film Festival. Didn't like it, apparently, that the girlfriend allegedly was flirting with someone else May 2012. Now, you could say, well, what the heck does this have to do with Kamala Harris? Well, the fact that people like Jen Psaki, and this goes for Walls too, continue to tell us that Emhoff and Walls are reshaping masculinity. How did that look with Walls the other night? I mean, he was lucky he got out of there without even more damage, let alone he's going to be appealing to men. This is the way a male should be. Remember, he's going to appeal to rural Pennsylvania, things like this. And I have to say, honestly, I said it then, that Emhoff, talking about Kamala Harris at the DNC, was very good. I mean, there was no doubt. But there's a backstory with this guy. We know about the nanny, the first marriage, and now this story out there. And when you're going to be holding someone up, and what you're saying is Donald Trump is a poor excuse for a man, and MAGA people are too, and you're holding up Emhoff and Walls, well, there's going to be a level of scrutiny about that. Just like Melania Trump in the book, talking about abortion, I read it pretty clearly. There doesn't seem to be any limitation here. So we ought to be talking about Emhoff. But putting this out at this point, I don't see this as coordinated. I'm in that camp. It's her own book. She's selling the book. This is her view. I'm also in the camp, though, too. And I'm being hit with a lot of people who Somebody just sent me, well, what about James Carville and Mary Madeline? That's an act. It's showbiz for the two of them. They're minor players. You know, the fact that Carville is Bill Clinton, a liberal Democrat, she's an alleged conservative. You try doing that in everyday life. Really, are we saying that in your wife or your husband's place of business, whatever it might be, even if you know your point of view on something that's significant and maybe very volatile, you're going to be doing that? I don't advise that. I don't agree with it. Ro and I don't do that. Now, there are people that think, well, this is 2024. Why would you not do it? I don't see this as coordinated, and I think there's unintended consequences that could happen here. Like, who knows what the consequence of this is? All right, Monica Crowley is with us. She's in New York, so there's going to be some background noise. Monica's an old friend, has done a lot of great stuff in talk radio over the years, and originally worked with Richard Nixon, who, let's face it, in addition to being the most Machiavellian, arguably is the most intellectual president, Nixon, I believe, in history. She joins us, though, to talk about Trump and related things on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Monica, welcome back. Good to talk with you today.
Hey, Dom, it's so good to be back with you. Thank you so much for having me. And yes, you and I go way back, so it's always nice to hear your voice. And I just want to say thank you for the nice words about President Nixon. And I do want to clarify that I worked for him during the last years of his life. I was not born when he was elected president.
Yeah.
I just want to make that really, really clear.
You know, I just read another biography of his. I don't have the title in front of me. I just picked it up on a whim. It's huge. And this was the best. And when you think of even the just 10 things that he was involved in during his time, that he was on, what, 5 national tickets in a row, or almost in a row, is the most remarkable guy. And Monica, how did a guy that awkward socially still rise and overcome that and become president 2 times?
Well, you know, he wasn't awkward, actually. That's sort of the propaganda press's characterization of him. He wasn't, really. He was actually a much more effective retail politician than people give him credit for. He used to describe himself as an introvert in an extrovert's profession. But once he got around people and doing big events and big speeches and shaking hands and kissing babies, he was absolutely brilliant at it. And until very recently, sort of the Biden-Trump election of 2020, Richard Nixon held the record for most Republican votes. He actually may still hold that record because he ran for president 3 times, 1960, 1968, and 72. I think Nixon actually may still hold the record for the most votes for president of anybody who has ever run.
Wow. So, Monica, you recently, let's start the most recent stuff, and I didn't know this at that point or it skipped over it, and you are an excellent choice given your background, communication skills. I don't think, though, you could do what these two dopes did, the two females in the debate. You were the moderator for J.D. Vance. How did you approach it? Did you put yourself in there with all the fact-checking?
Well, that's very nice of you to raise. Yes, I was asked by the Trump campaign to serve as the moderator for J.D.'s mock debate, which I did last week. And I don't want to divulge too many details because, you know, honestly, J.D. really did not need any help. Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota played Waltz because he knows has known Waltz forever.
Okay.
And I really wanted to make sure that J.D. was as prepared as possible. Now, J.D. is brilliant. He's a fierce champion for America First and the forgotten men and women of this country because he had been one not too long ago, growing up in really disadvantaged circumstances in Appalachia and pulling himself up, living the American dream through his own sheer will and hard work. And, you know, he's been giving every interview. He takes all comers, and he's steeped in policy. So we really didn't need all that much help. We just wanted to make sure he was prepared for the rhythm of a debate. And debates tend to take on lives of their own in terms of the timing and everything. So we wanted to make sure he was geared up for that. And man, I guess we all did a great job because J.D. Vance just blew it out of the water, gave an absolutely stellar performance in holding Tim Walz and Kamala Harris accountable for their radical records, as well as making a very strong affirmative case for Trump Vance in delivering a booming economy as President Trump did the first time, restoring law and order, enforcing the border mass deportation program, and delivering peace through strength globally. All the things that President Trump gave us in the mm-hmm. first term, he's going to do it on steroids in a second term.
My producer and one of our callers, Shaef on YouTube, wants to know, did the Walz impersonator wear a dunce cap? Use that on your Twitter.
Not.
Yeah,
he did not.
Did it surprise you, though? Well, early on, Monica, you may have been thinking, I was thinking this. The question about international politics, Israel that day, Walz just looked like, uh-oh, I'm in over my head. I was kind of surprised that he couldn't folksy that. He couldn't do anything with that. And from there, it was pretty much over.
Yeah, he admitted that he was very nervous going into this. And J.D. admitted he was nervous. Totally understandable. J.D. did not show it. J.D. was a cool customer, handled everything with finesse and grace. Tim Walz, you know, he came off as very provincial.
Yes.
And very limited in his knowledge of foreign affairs. Now, granted, a lot of governors aren't really aware of national security issues. Bill Clinton certainly wasn't. But the presidency, there is no time to learn on the fly. Sure, he really messed it up.
Yeah.
And I think that undermined his confidence going forward. But yeah, he really did not handle that well. And I think it undermined a lot of people's confidence that he could, you know, his ability to take over if something were to happen to Kamala.
We're talking to Monica Crowley. Monica, too, pinned on your Twitter, you had an interview fairly recently, end of August, after the assassination attempt with President Trump. What sense did you get from him that may be a little bit different talking with him about it?
Yeah, you know, I spoke with President Trump about a month ago for the Monica Crowley podcast, which is now streaming on Rumble. So I recommend it to everyone. And I'm sorry, Dom, your question was about the assassination attempt.
Yes.
Yeah. So at the time, the second one had not yet occurred. And so I talked to him about the first assassination attempt and how it changed him, because it does seem like he's a lot more willing to talk about his faith, talk about God more openly. And he admitted that, yes, you know, coming that close to death and actually having his head blown off on live TV really did change his approach to his faith and also to the mission that he is undertaking here, which is to save America. And at one point in that interview, and I recommend it to everyone, it was a really moving, powerful conversation with him. You know, I talked to him about the responsibility on his shoulders to save the United States of America and also, more broadly, the West. The West is under assault. Western civilization is under assault. And the fact that he has this responsibility on him, I said, you know, Mr. President, is too much for one person, as strong as you are, and you need to know God is walking with you. So I was very glad to be able to share that with him. And then, of course, we covered a lot of other issues, illegal immigration, the SAVE Act. And he broke the news on my show that he supports the SAVE Act. He supported it, attaching it to the spending bill. And he supported closing down the government, shutting it all down if they didn't get it. And, of course, the Republicans in Congress caved. But he broke all of that news on my show, I'm proud to say.
Monica, given the background, you were at the highest levels of things that are policy related. The tariff thing, I know what Trump is saying on it. I know how they use it. The John Deere was a perfect example. There is some polling, though, that they are gaining some traction here by just calling it a sales tax. And, you know, the willing assailants in the media, some of them who don't understand the manner in which Trump used it before, how should we articulate the tariff part of what Trump's economic plan is.
Yes. Well, President Trump is a huge champion of tariffs, and he put a number of them very effectively in place in the first term, primarily against China, which was massive because we have this huge trade imbalance with China. And so President Trump came in wanting to rectify that trade imbalance, but he also wanted to use it as leverage to bring the Chinese to the table. It was a negotiating tactic to bring the CCP to the table to negotiate fair trade deals for America's workers. So he put those tariffs in place, which, by the way, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have largely kept in place, right? And so they have been very effective. And it is a leveraging tool. And, you know, to their point about having tariffs as inflationary, there was no inflation in the Trump years. Those tariffs did not create inflation. So, and what he's saying is, if they don't abide by the rules and we tariff, we're going to have a tremendous amount of revenue coming in, because if they want to sell their goods to the American people and have access to our markets, they're going to have to pay the tariff. We're going to make it 100% or 200%, whatever he decides, and that is going to bring tremendous amount of revenue into our coffers. So he looks at it as a win-win situation. And it really is, because you know what? I'll give you another example. It was hugely successful with the Chinese, but it was also hugely successful with the Mexican government, because President Trump went to them and said, you will abide by the Remain in Mexico policy, holding people who want to come into the U.S. until their applications can be processed, and you're going to enforce your side of the border. And if you don't, we're going to slap on massive tariffs on you, on the automobiles and other things that come in over the border from Mexico. Mexico is our biggest trading partner, apart from Canada. And do you know that the Mexican government immediately backed off? So it was the mere threat of tariffs that had the Mexicans caving on the border.
All right.
And so they're very, very effective, Dom, and that's a large part why Biden and Harris have kept most of them in place.
Where do we find all things Monica Crowley? You're on Rumble. What time? How do we find you, Monica?
Oh, that's so nice of you, Dom. Thank you. Yes, the Monica Crowley podcast is on Rumble, and you can find it there at the Monica Crowley podcast. You can also listen to it on Apple, Google, or Spotify. And you can find me on Twitter and Truth Social at Monica Crowley, and also on Instagram at Monica Crowley _.
Thank you, Monica. Thanks very much. Nice job as the moderator.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks for having me today, Dom.
You're welcome. Monica Crowley here. Yeah, it had to be hard for her to play, particularly the CBS moderator. Oh, my goodness.
Could you imagine? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is a brilliant woman. You know, with Richard Nixon, that's why I brought that up all the way down. Okay, 855-839-12.
You have a couple of drinks before?
Who did, Vance?
No, I'm saying Monica. Oh. Do you think she had a couple of drinks to kind of get on the level of...
Well, I see what you're saying with this. Yeah, I know that they had trouble with... there was a power outage and all this. I mean, Vance prepared, but he just kind of breezed through it. He had murder boards, apparently. Wow. Bunches of people firing questions at him at once.
Good for him.
Yeah. And then he's in the ring with Walls, and I love the dunce cap thing here. I mean, the bug-eyed and the whole thing with them. God. All right, so it is time, though, right now for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Money gone.
That's right. And today, playing for a pair of tickets tonight on the Bayou, celebrating Creedence Clearwater Revival on October 11th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College. Great spot, great bar, and great folks. All right, Dan, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, so I want to go on a little rant today regarding the Money Melody. So we're talking about spokesperson, pitchman, pitchwoman here, and I want to... So I don't know if you've watched the football games or anything that's on network television at this point, but it seems like every commercial break you have at least two or three pharmaceutical commercials, right? So I'm going to bring listeners back to the glory days when there were commercials that weren't, you know, pharmaceutical drug companies, and we're going to play back a product, and I want to know today, I'm going to bleep out the product name. There's two of them that you could give. It's two different types of food, and if you call in with that, you win the prize. But Dom, back in 1997, I don't know if you know, but pharmaceutical companies weren't allowed to advertise.
Yes.
FDA lifted the ban, and then with the under the Biden administration, they kind of loosened it even more, and that's why we're seeing such an explosion, obviously, with the pandemic. Pharmaceutical companies got huge, and now three out of the top five top advertising spenders in 2023, pharmaceutical companies. So that's why you're seeing all this stuff.
I might add Fox News Channel, particularly at some times. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
It's bad?
That and Mike Lindell. I don't know. Mike Lindell, take him off the board. Pitchman extraordinaire. There you go. Go ahead, Dan.
And this is probably the first time I've ever made Money Melody political, but okay. Trump did try getting some, you know, limits on these ads, and he tried getting drug makers to list a price of any treatments costing over $35 TV ads, but the industry took it to federal court, and Big Pharma won, and Trump did not get that passed through. So it does look like maybe if he's elected again, we'll have some kind of control over this crap we're seeing spiral out of control. But let's get back to the point. Money Melody, Dom. Playing back an old, commonly heard slogan, and we want to know the product, what this is referring to. Listen closely, because the ingredients are indeed listed in the ad. Take a listen.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. He's got nuts, don't. He's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. He's got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul's got nuts. Peter Paul don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Looking for the product name, Dom? Two answers will work today. And just from the glory days of advertising when you had those great songs and such. Miss those jingles.
Okay, 855-839. Give me Mike Lindell. 855-839. Those slippers. 855-839-1210. Get in and you're off to the Zlock. And more coming up, too. On the news of the day here on Talk Radio 1210.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right.
That's
here is an old time.
Really?
Yeah, people texting me. It's getting nuts here.
They you think seem it's too easy, do you?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not that old. All right, let's hear the clue and let's see if anybody has it. Maybe we'll stump somebody.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Peter Paul's got nuts. Peter Paul don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
All right, let's go to the test. Jack in the Northeast. All right, Jack, what's the product?
Hey, Dom, it's Almond Joy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put you on hold. Jack, nicely played. Go get some Almond Joy. I think it's still on the market.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Is it?
It's still on the market. Yeah, it's one of the best candies out there.
Okay. Well, all right, that's a stretch.
Oh, it's so underrated.
Yeah, okay.
I would say that Mounds and Almond Joy are the two most underrated candies out there.
Is that, what are you going to tell
Reese's
me
Reese's being the most overrated.
What is Good and
Reese's
Plenty in there,
definitely.
Too?
Yeah.
Reese's
no,
definitely
good
overrated.
What is this, 1940?
It's a runaway winner, Reese's. Sure. Okay, that's the winner. Off to the Zlock with that. Now
I got a listener who said Planters Peanuts.
Yes, he sent it to me, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. He's not chasing any bad guys at this point. I guess that's why I had time to do that
one. What's he doing today?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What bar you posted up
on? All right. Here's Cut 13. Henry, pull this for me. You got to hear this. I still think this is an issue. Look, we got what's going on at the border. We have inflation. But this issue, we had Riley Gaines on yesterday talking about it in sports. Here's New Jersey Democrat Sue Altman. I got this from the New York Post today. She's running for office. She's a former Columbia University women's basketball player, played professionally in Ireland and Germany. Here's what she told prospective voters at a September 26th town hall in Phillipsburg about the idea of why women should accept our trans brothers and sisters dissolving these female only. So this is somebody who played pro sports. Listen to this Democrat in Jersey. Is this a compelling argument why women ought to put up with this stuff?
We decide as a society that making rules about who is and who isn't female is more important than giving young children the chance to be on teams and compete and to be part of something bigger than themselves, especially young people who are more susceptible to suicide and bullying. But I think we've lost our way a little bit. As someone who's been working to advocate for women's rights and women's sports, I promise you that in the locker rooms of women's sports teams, we're not super worried about this. We've been worried about getting equal access to gym time, good referees, good trainers who don't get injured, fair shake at scholarships, equal pay at the higher levels. Those have been the things that have occupied my life and my teammates' life over the last 20 years.
All right, Henry, you got to try to get her on because this is a sports thing, too. And you know where one of the angles I'm going to take with this. Now, more broadly, this nonsense. She's talking seemingly about pro players here. Sue Altman, how would it be if suddenly we had someone 6'10", puts a skirt on or doesn't put a skirt on and wants to play in the WNBA and would be playing against you? You think women in those locker rooms would complain? So because some of these women in the WNBA, I guess she's talking about, might be okay with this, although I think a number of them would not be, at the high school level, the grade school level, and the middle schools, this is what we ought to be thinking about. In other words, these females should have to suck it up because these others then will not be able to play sports. Well, of course they can play sports. This is an obvious thing. There should be two avenues. One avenue is they ought to play in the arena that they were born in biologically. The other, I'm not opposed to doing this. If there's going to be some, given the trend at local schools, there might be enough. Have a transgender league then. Do that. Now, it might be limited. Some years you might not have five players on a basketball team. I don't know. You'll have to come up with different rules. Dan, do you think that she could be on the side? Some of these women in the WNBA are politically correct, etc. They might not worry about having someone in their dressing room. A number of them were gay. I don't know how that would impact
it. They're not allowed to worry.
Yeah, that would be the next point. If you spoke out, and Caitlin Clark might be somebody who did, there would be a problem. So because of that, she might come on this, because in Jersey, this might play. Notice what she's doing. We're more concerned about better play and referees. Okay, you're in a pro league. We're talking about the everyday female just wanting to participate in high school sports, middle school, grade school, whatever. They are concerned about it. It is an invasion. It's wrong. To Dan's point, yeah, you probably couldn't say that. I'm surprised that the WNBA hasn't done something like this yet. Given what we've seen of them, I think a lot of them would go along with it. They might agree, or they would just have to go along with it. But if you had somebody out there, 6'8", 6'9", who played even pro ball in Greece or something, I think they could score 30, 35 a game pretty easily.
Mm.
It's pretty out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well.
You better defer to me on a basketball.
I should be the one that takes the Kit Mantle on the height knowledge.
Well, I didn't say just we picked Borowski off the street.
I was going to say, if you put me over there, I'm not going to succeed.
Clay Travis, the guy said this, the guy with sports outkick and all that, he made the point. If you took the championship, state championship in some of the bigger states, boys basketball, many years, and took that squad, I agree with him. You could beat many of these WNBA players. You could. Now, there are some where, not an all-star team, they might beat you with that. But if you're talking about the average team, yeah, I think they'd beat them, Dan. They wouldn't be used to the speed, the physicality of even a high school team.
I generally agree with you, but then I look at the outliers. Like, yeah. If I'm going against a Brittany Griner,
there's no doubt that Brittany Griner's. You have a 6'8" high school kid who's on a championship team.
So I'm placing myself in the shoes of a 6'8" college kid that drags butt when he's doing wind sprints and stuff, and he's on the team, right? And
no, well, I'm not saying that.
Like high school state champs, so yeah.
Yeah, high school state champs, or a college team that was. They would murder them, like Villanova. Villanova would beat them by 50. And Villanova's not top 10 necessarily.
Yeah,
you're completely right. It's a completely different sport. To your point, yeah, it's stupid to say we can get any guy up the street and they would beat him. No. I mean, I can't guard Caitlin Clark now. Maybe 20 years ago.
I was gonna say, this is a big day, Dom, for you to admit.
Well, at this point, you know, it would be pretty... I see her tendencies, though. I'd like to give it a try. I'll tell you that. They're not picking me off easily. I know how to fight through a pick.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so 855...
Throwing bows.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. You get on board. It's going to be interesting. We're going to try to get her on, and we're going to follow this. Notice what she's doing. She's evading the issue. She's saying at the pro sports level, well, we wouldn't worry about that. We worry more about getting paid more, better referees, and all this. And to Dan's point, they'd have to say this in the WNBA. But this is a winning issue, this whole nonsense. And it's somewhat hard to be talking about, because we don't know, you know, in girls' bathrooms and males and transgendered in schools. But we do know, when you take a look at the world of sports, how much people resent this. They do. Big time. And Dan and I have interviewed for Reading, Writing, and Reason. Dan, one was the daughter of Lee Smith, one of the few relief pitchers in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Olympic athlete, or pre-Olympic. She got beaten in, I think it was Ohio, by runners that were ranked in the male side 27-28. But we're gender fluid and said they're going to run against females.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Well, and they told her, well, you're going to have to train harder. Really?
Hey, so yesterday we had Riley Gaines, and Dawn Stensland went out to the event in Montgomery County and actually captured some audio. And she actually touches right upon what you're talking about here.
Okay.
Do you want it now?
Yeah, let's hear a little bit.
Okay, here you go.
But UPenn, they told their athletes, you'll never get a job. You know that, right? Your employer's going to look you up and they're going to see that you're a transphobe if you speak about this. You know, you're going to lose all your friends. You'll never get into grad school. Isn't that what you want? It'll never happen. They won't even look at your application if you speak about this. They told these girls you're going to lose your scholarship. And speaking of that scholarship, remember you signed that. And when you signed that, you gave away your rights to speak in your own personal capacity. Remember who you represent, because it's not you. Whose name is across your chest and across your cap? It's ours, and understand we have already taken your stance for you. These girls had to go to mandatory LGBTQ education meetings every single week to learn about how just by being cisgender, they were oppressing Leah Thomas. They were the oppressors in this scenario, regardless of how they felt about the issue. 16 of these girls signed on to an email expressing their discomfort in the locker room to their university, to which their university responded back. I have a screenshot of the response. They said, if you feel uncomfortable seeing male genitalia, here are some counseling resources that you should see in an attempt to re-educate yourself.
Boy, I wish we had some audio of that re-education type of thing. That's why Scanlon, I mean, Riley Gaines was made for this, but Scanlon is a more introverted person, and following the example of Riley Gaines has come forward. Republicans just have to do a better job of messaging on this, bringing it up at appropriate times. I know we have inflation, the border, all these things Americans are crying about, and they're going to say, is that all you have? Well, they really can't, because they're the ones that are diminishing the middle class. All right, more calls coming up, 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. So much stuff, it's hard to squeeze it all in. But we're going to try to get Sue Altman on to tell us why these high school and middle school girls should have to suck it up. Otherwise, they're part of the bullying problem. My God. And in Jersey, it seems like a reasonable argument. That makes sense. Why we should continue to do this nonsense. Let's go to Robert and Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Dan. It's good to talk to you guys today.
Hey, we got to buff up the call and counter frequency, Robert. Come on now, Robert.
You number 11. Number 11.
That's shocking.
Okay. Well, I figure if I hang up to answer the music, the musical question and then call back, that'll be three a day. Maybe I can bump it up that way.
Now there'll be a race. I got a million encounters. Yeah,
poor Henry's got to screen the same caller 18 times
yes.
The show now.
I like my pace. But everybody's talking about like an October surprise, and I'm starting to think that we're going to see a bunch of attempted October surprises. And I'm looking at this longshoreman strike, and you have this guy up there, sounds like he doesn't have a neck, threatening, scaring, and worrying Americans. And they're saying, well, we make $39 an hour, but we'd like to make $69 an hour. And it smells like Kamala is supposed to ride in, get him to take $49 an hour, and fix the problem right before the election.
Robert, I know that. You know what? I'm just saying she's not as skilled as that. He's not going to do that. I hear what you're saying, and we're going to be looking for these fake prices they set up so they can solve them. And here's the problem. Biden is not going to let that happen. He's the pro-union guy.
Well, I think that's what got him their vote, but we'll lose Kamala the vote because she doesn't have that union cred. And she doesn't have to be smart at all. It's her devious handlers that set all this up. She's just following a script. And if they say, oh, we'll just get them to take $10 or more, right, and we'll make promises about animation, which will eventually be forgotten about.
Well, I tell you, Robert, this guy is up there with Krasner and Jim Kenney as the interview of the year. I'm telling you, it wouldn't last 5 minutes. It'd be over top of the tables in here. We'd have to clear everything out.
Well, it would make sense because they're being over the top right now.
God.
But that's
yes.
just my opinion.
Yep.
For my side question, I'm going to go outside the box and I'm going to pick not a person, but the Energizer Bunny. And only because he reminded me of my kids when they were young, constantly walking around making noise without ever stopping.
All right, that's a good
one. You guys have yourself a great day, all right?
Thank you, Robert. All right. He's back. Does he have the Hawaiian shirt on today, though? He used to have unbelievable caller encounters, and we haven't heard from him in months. Tom of Marlton. Tom, how have you been?
Hey, Dom and Dan.
Hey,
I am back.
Yeah, but what the heck happened to you? I mean,
just
you were
make
mainstay.
Sure you're okay, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's really nice to talk to you guys again. I'm still working, so sometimes it's hard to get in, but I had hip replacement surgery, so I'm just getting over that.
How you feeling?
I feel great. I can actually walk up the steps again.
Oh, that's nice.
Good. Good stuff now.
We can rub the Rocky steps with Dom and Riley Gaines.
Let's set that up. I'm training for that against Riley Gaines. I need some advantage there. Tom, you hit off Tommy John back in the day?
Yeah, Dom, when I was in college, he used to work. I think he came two or three times to work out with us because I used to go to a college up in North Jersey, almost on the borderline, New York State. And
right. He
lived in Franklinville at the time, which is pretty close. So he used to work out with us, and I got to hit off him and catch him. And he's actually a little bigger than I thought he would be, because up until that time, I've only seen him on TV. But he's like 6'3", 6'4". And he threw a little harder than I thought he would, because this is after he had this surgery. But I'll tell you what, he made that ball move up, down, in, out. It was like a wiffle ball almost.
Definite Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I believe so, too. I mean, he's right there. I think he got 280-something wins.
288. Like 288, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, he was very nice, too. So all the guys, he'd stay afterwards and chit-chat with everybody. And Pete Rose, I met him a couple of times. And I'll tell you, the first time I met him, he wasn't a pleasant fella.
No, he's yes.
But the second time I had met him, I had my kids with me the second time, and he was total opposite. He took pictures. He shook the kids' hands. So he was, maybe I just caught him on a bad day or whatever, but second time he was great.
And who's your pitch person?
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to go a little back in the day, Dom. You know, he always used to wear that big brown jacket with the cowboy hat and the good looks. Everybody wanted to smoke a cigarette. The Marlboro Man.
That is a great one. I think every guy would look like the Marlboro Man, without a doubt. Chiseled.
Yeah, what's with the cigarette companies having the coolest guys?
Like, yeah, exactly. Marlboro Man. That's
what is it, Joe Camel?
Yeah, like, you're right. Speaking of cool, the Earl of Tacony, noted call encounter guy. Now, Dan, they're all hanging up and calling in now. We're going to see an all-time record of caller encounters here because of this. Let's go to Earl. Hey, Earl, you have a report from Wholesale Club.
Yes, Dan, Adama, I'm here in Voorhees, New Jersey at the BJ's Wholesale Club, and all of the Charmin is gone. All of the American-made domestic Charmin toilet paper is gone. Now we need those illegal immigrants up in Tunkhannock to go and make more toilet paper.
Well, and Earl, that you mentioned American-made, that comes in by truck then. It's not being shipped in by boat.
It doesn't enter a port. Like I said, I know there's a factory in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. I know there's a factory in Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania. There's at least two Procter & Gamble factories in Pennsylvania alone that manufacture it. Now, unless they're bringing the pulp in from Canada, because I don't know how they ship that,
well,
but I would think they would also use the domestic pulp.
It's funny, but you're underlying the problem here. People are panicking already. And these are products that they should be able to get. But if people come en masse and buy all this stuff out, people listening right now are probably headed somewhere, then we're going to have a big problem.
Right, because, like I said, I'm pretty sure even the pulp is produced domestically, because we have some property up in the Tunkhannock area. That's how I was able to go and do the, and it's mostly just pine trees. And we called a lumber company, and we said, you know, can you do anything with these trees? And it's like, no, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, call the toilet paper companies, and, you know, they'll turn it into pulp, because it has no lumber value whatsoever. So, yeah. I guess I'm going to have to start selling my trees to get this toilet paper back on the shelves.
Get on it. Who's your pitch person?
My person isn't a person, but he's influential in the sale of one product that people never wanted to buy. It was Morris the Cat. Prior to Purina and Nine Lives, people just fed their cat scraps or had it, eat, animals out in the yard. And Morris was the first spokesperson or spokescat to convince people that, you have to buy prepackaged food in order to feed your cat to keep them healthy.
Wow, that is pretty good. That is very detailed. All right, it is the lightning round next. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Dom's Lightning Round, sponsored every day by Cherry Hill Volvo, where they have ample inventory of brand new and beautiful pre-owned Volvos. Enjoy the luxury experience you deserve. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, side question today. This is the day that OJ was acquitted, two murders. Hit us with that all-time spokesperson, pitch person. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. All right, Joe, this is a second or third encounter today. What do you have?
Hey, well, first of all, the ballot problems you were talking about?
Yes.
in 2016, I got my ballot, right? There was no ballot in the envelope, and I had to call Burlington County to get a replacement.
All right. Well, glad you did, Joe. Who's your person?
It would be Joe Isuzu, who was famous for lying.
Yes.
The Harris-Waltz campaign ought to use him.
All right. Thank you, Joe. This is a good one from Angela in Glen Olden, all-time pitch person. Angela, who was yours?
Suzanne Summers, the Thigh Master.
Yeah. I think that's gone away for women, you know, that very thin thighs or something are not a thin anymore.
It didn't work.
Well, that too, of course. Any of those products like that, they're just, even Chuck Norris products, I have doubts about that. All right. The all-time encounter leader, at least in some years, Joe Evexton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, you are Mr. Encounter of the First Kind. Go right ahead, Joe.
Oh, yes. Hello, Don, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My person is Martha Stewart, as spokesperson for Skechers Shoes. Her delivery is smooth, straightforward, and well-informed. She points out characteristics of the product. But also, in addition, I'm fond of Martha because she is of 100% Polish ancestry.
Oh, my man!
As I am.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Joe, so we did these analytics on these calls, and we found out that since 2021, you've been the most contacted caller, the person that's called us the most, and we really thank you for that. But I got a question, man. Your emergence as a regular caller, as you've become, I had assumed that this has been going on for decades that you've been calling. Is this something that's developed within the past couple of years, and is it specific to the Dom Giordano program?
Yes. I was listening to Dom when he had his show in the morning, and I just I stayed with him. I enjoyed hearing him expound on different subjects.
So, Joe, were you calling into the Dom show, though, when in the mornings, or is this something that only happened when we switched over to the rush hours?
I think I may have called then, but it's become more more frequent.
Yes,
I think so.
Thank you, Joe. It's an I was telling somebody the other day, you will not believe, I don't think in the country there's anybody like that calling in on a regular basis. It is on brand. Martha Stewart, of course. I love this one. I don't want to be biased, but Joe of Columbus. Joe, who's yours?
Dom, I'm not here to pad my numbers. I'm happy where I am in the call. You have some icons above me. But my choice is that regional icon who supports Captain Chuckies, Dom Giordano.
Thank you.
And I will wait for my payola if you need my address.
Joe, you're number six.
Only three calls less than Joe of Exton this year.
Oh, my God.
Since the start of 2024.
I'm happy where I am, guys.
yeah, that's what they all say. We know behind the scenes, Dan, what's going on here. By the way, I can't recommend enough, speaking of competition and people crawling on Mr. McMahon, I'm about through 4 hours of it, I think, or four episodes.
You're liking it that much?
With
it?
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. Wow. Yeah. As Machiavellian as I thought he was, I don't know how he got away with some stuff, though. It's a little bit unclear.
Yeah, he's a weird guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, really weird.
Henry, who are some of the contenders?
Yeah, the two I like best today were Tom and Marlton with the Marlboro Man, because he makes smoking cool. And and I like Joe Vexton's call there with Martha Stewart.
Yes. Henry, Dan.
I think I'm leaning towards the Marlboro Man.
I am, too. I love that. That was fictional.
Do you remember the cigarette company that we have, the representative that calls in? He's now representing a lot of marijuana things. Do you remember this? It's like Winston Man or one of the cigarette companies.
Okay. Yeah, Marlboro Man, all time, though. All time. Great stuff. Put his name into the hat. We'll do it all again tomorrow, and if the Mets win today, we got to go after New York tomorrow because they're coming to Citizens Bank Park. Richie always next. 4 Big Hours, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.